Hello, my name is Melina Pies. I am 15 years old. Today is May 25th, and I am speaking with Orlando Suarez, who is my grandfather, and we are recording in Corpus Christi, Texas. He is going to tell you about his experiences during the Vietnam War. So, Grandpa, how was your high school experiences before the war?
I went to Ray High School, graduated in 1965. And I was every student, and I remember that in 1963 when President Kennedy was assassinated, I was in Ray High School.
Mm-hmm. And how was it when the war had started? Like, when did talk of war begin?
Well, during the Vietnam War, we lost a lot of soldiers. And in the neighborhoods and the communities, about once a week, news came down that we have lost a soldier. And at that time, Dr. Hector Garcia was a leader in this area. And at that time, he was the leader that received the bodies from overseas, from Vietnam, and they used to be an area in Memory Gardens where we put to rest soldiers that were killed in the war of Vietnam.
Right. So how did you feel about the draft?
The draft didn't bother me, and I thought that it was just part of being an American and having to serve your country. But it never did bother me, or I never was against going to do my part.
All right. And how did your family feel about you being drafted to the military?
Well, our family at that time, they saw different people that went earlier than me. They have lost their lives and had bad experience. Of course, they lost their sons and daughters, and that was something that we taught that we just had to do by serving this country, and we had that was the war cost, you know, of people that were lost.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like when you were deployed?
After my basic and my advanced training, I was deployed to Germany, and my MOS was to be I was a combat engineer in Germany, and that's what I trained for. And a combat engineer is a company or a battalion that we used to build floating bridges over wetlands, over rivers, over lakes, so we can get supply to the soldiers that were fighting in the front.
Okay, and did you have any friends in the military?
I had, I made a lot of friends in the military. One of the friends that continued seeing me after we were returned from the military was Larry Whitmire, and he was from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Signal Mountain, and we continue every 2 years. I used to go to Tennessee, or he used to go over to Corpus Christi, and we would visit, like I indicated, every 2 years, and I would take him fishing. When I went over there, he would take me out into the mountains, and the mountains was just fantastic, and areas that he took me to.
You had previously mentioned your experiences in, what was it, Louisiana, your basic training, and how was that?
Okay, my basic training was in Fort Polk, Louisiana, and they used to train us in a swampy area, because that was the, if I happened to end up in Vietnam, that was the kind of area that we were gonna be working and fighting on. A very swampy area like it was in Vietnam. It was a lot of rice paddies and moisture, and and canals and wetlands and everything. And that's what we trained in Fort Polk, Louisiana. It was very similar, very wet, like it would be in Vietnam. You would get all wet, your boots, and just to give you the feeling of what it was, for what it was day by day, weeks and weeks of being in a very rainy, moisture, and just a wetland.
Okay. And did you ever end up going to Vietnam, or did you participate in any direct combat in Germany?
In Germany was a training, Germany was a country that we trained on. And then from there on, they would send you to Vietnam. But my basic and advanced training here in the States took, I would say, 6 months. And then I served my rest of my time in Germany. And so when I served in Germany, I completed what I was committed to do. When you were drafted, you were only responsible for serving 2 years, and that's what I did. Served my 2 years, and then I didn't re-enlist to go to Vietnam.
Okay, and what were your best memories in the military?
My best memories in the military were my friends, new friends that I met, mm-hmm. from all the United States, from Maine, from Tennessee, from California, from North Dakota, from Colorado. We just made friends all over the country because they would draft people from all over the country to go and fight in the Vietnam War, train and fight in the Vietnam War.
You had also previously mentioned your battalion, and all of these friends were in your battalion, I'm assuming, or your
Well, platoon? The people that you were closer to were in your company. Uh-huh. Like I say, a squad was about 12 people. Mm-hmm. There was squad, and then there was what they would call, there were a squad, and let me see, in every platoon, there was a squad, a platoon. In every platoon, there were four squads, and there were four squads in every platoon, and there were four platoons to a company. Mm-hmm. And then I think there were six companies to a battalion.
Uh-huh. And y'all all lived together?
We lived in what they called barracks, uh-huh. where a whole battalion was there. Mm-hmm. And but the people that you became closer to was the people that were in your squad or your platoon and in your company. Then the rest of the battalion was just spread all over the place in the concern. They call them concerns in Germany. That was the, like in the area that you were staying on.
And what were the conditions like in these barracks? Were they comfortable, or how many people?
In the barracks, there were four soldiers to a room, and the room was about 20, I would say 20 by 20 with four bunks.
Okay. And
it was, and then the biggest thing that I had to get adjusted to was the cold weather. I was from South Texas, thin-blooded person, and I was not, I was never
exposed.
I was not accustomed to that kind of severe cold weather. And in Germany was freezing for months. Mm-hmm. For months it would freeze. And me being from South Texas, where it was nothing, that was the biggest
challenge
that bothered me in Germany, the real cold weather.
And this whole battalion, y'all are all, you said, building bridges for tanks to cross?
Yeah, floating bridges. Floating bridges. Pontoons, they would put them together, and they would put bulk in top and form like a road. And then when you would connect it from one side of the river to the other, then we would transfer supply, tanks, trucks, and all kinds of ammunition and soldiers and everything else.
That's really interesting. And how did the military, or how did this work affect you physically? Did you suffer any injuries from them?
I was super lucky. I never did suffer any injuries, and I think that the military, when I came out, I was in very good physical condition.
Going on with that, how was it when you returned? Did you go back to school, or?
When I went back to school, I went to school under the GI Bill to Del Mar, to the West Campus, Del Mar, where I took a year and a half of gasoline mechanic and 1 year and a half of diesel mechanic, and I became a mechanic, a professional mechanic, and started working on different dealerships. I worked for an offshore oil rig company, mm-hmm. And I also work after that, when the oil business changed, because the air countries were supplying fuel and oil here to this country. So there were big companies that opened up, went out and drilled for oil, gas and oil. And I worked with those companies 16 years. And then from there, when that business was over, then I started working for the city of Corpus Christi. And I worked for the city of Corpus Christi 28 years.
Wow.
I retired from the city of Corpus Christi.
That's really neat. And if my final question for you is, if you could tell your younger self something, what would you tell them?
Maybe I would have done, I would have worked harder in school, did more college hours, and also would have saved more money.
Going off of money, how did the military pay back then? Was it high, or?
And at that time when I was in the military, I think they used to pay a little bit less than $200 a month in 1965, 66, 67, 68.
That is excellent.
It was less than $200, which is about $198. And the highest rank that I was a spec 4, which is two lines. Yeah, two.
Do you regret anything, or would you ever do it again?
If I was called for to serve, I would do it again. Mm-hmm. For to protect and serve this great country of ours, one of the best countries in this world.
All right, well, that concludes our interview. Thank you so much for speaking on your experiences.
Okay, thank you so much, Melina.
Okay, cool.